Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can also listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. You know, we've had the opportunity on this show to bring you inside the White House before. A couple of press secretaries, Newt Gingrich, a few other great guests. But our next guest may be able to share insights like we've never had before. Of those who served in the Trump administration who might offer an insider's account, Peter Navarro is uniquely qualified. He is one of only three senior White House officials who would be by President Trump's side from the 2016 campaign to the end of the president's first term in office. At the White House, Dr. Navarro served as an assistant to the president and the director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy. At the White House, Dr. Navarro advised President Trump on policies to increase economic growth, decrease trade deficits, and strengthen America's defense industrial base. He also helped increase foreign military sales to allied nations and reformed conventional arms transfer and unmanned aerial systems policies. He was involved in everything, shall we say. Just make it simple. When the pandemic hit, Dr. Navarro would serve as the Defense Production Act policy coordinator and played a pivotal role in securing a travel ban on China in January of 2020. Dr. Navarro holds a Bachelor's of Arts degree from Tufts University, a Master's in Public Administration from Kennedy School of Government, and a Ph.D. in Economics from Harvard. Dr. Navarro, thank you for joining us this evening.
Hey, it's really my great pleasure to be with you. It was quite a ride. And the only other two folks who survived from the campaign to the end of the first term were Stephen Miller, the border czar, and Dan Scavino, the Tweetmeister. And with that lengthy introduction, you can see I had a lot to do. But the book In Trump Time refers to a coinage I had early in the administration, which described the unique ability of President Trump to get things done as quickly as possible. And the In Trump Time book is basically the journal of the last year of the administration. And it's got some heroes, but it's also got a lot of villains, and I try to put people inside the Oval Office, inside the Roosevelt Room, inside the East Wing, as we did battle with evil folks like Tony Fauci, the communist Chinese, and these progressive woke liberals who really are tearing the country apart right now.
I'm glad you brought up Dr. Fauci. You know, I think we're still waiting for the end of the 3 weeks to flatten the curve. You were in the room. You know, you witnessed the flip-flopping, you know, from masks and don't masks and three masks and, you know, all the stuff with Dr. Fauci. Is he as unreliable as has been reported? Because it just seems like anymore, I just heard recently, you know, Hugh Hewitt actually asked him if he would resign, and he was incredulous to that. But I think it's gotten to a point now where people have lost faith in the vaccine, in part because we can't trust Dr. Fauci. Was he that bad when you were there?
Even worse. And I get into the behind-the-scenes story in Trump time of how Fauci was responsible for everything from killing millions of people worldwide because of his role in spawning the virus in the Wuhan lab to his efforts to take down a sitting president on behalf of the Democrats and big pharma people he serves. The In Trump Time book actually begins in chapter two with my first showdown, which would be of many, with Fauci. What was interesting, John, is I'd never met the guy. I didn't know he walked on water. I didn't realize he was St. Fauci, that he was a god, right? You know, so I'm sitting in the sit room, and the boss had called me the night before and wanted me to basically bring the task force in line with the president's imposition of the China travel ban. Now, that's a policy that we all know now saved millions of lives.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we did it. But it was January 28th, 2020, and the decision, the president had made it, but the task force wasn't yet on board. So I'm in there. I got Mick Mulvaney, the acting chief of staff, at one end of the table. I got Pompeo's second guy at my left shoulder. Redford's across the table from the CDC. There's Azar. And then there's this little guy with these round glasses sitting there with a smirk on his face. Didn't know who he was. And it turns out, like, within 3 minutes, I'm in a shouting match with this SOB. And Fauci's insisting that travel bans don't work. He's adamantly opposed to it. And I'm going, wait a minute. You mean to say if we got 20,000 Chinese nationals coming in and a lot of them might be infected, that we shouldn't stop them? And he was just adamant about it. And I came away from that thinking two things. One, that this guy thinks he's smarter than he is. Let's be clear, he's 80 years old, right? You know, he's probably got some issues there, but also that he was going to cause enormous trouble for President Trump. And I was the only guy really in the Trump White House who publicly fought with Fauci, who, for good reason, because I would have numerous more showdowns with him, and he was always trying to screw the president. But one of the fascinating chapters in Trump Time talks about how Fauci not only used government dollars to fund the Wuhan lab, he also did an end run around the White House to get these gain-of-function experiments going, which basically allowed the Chinese to genetically engineer the thing. And then, worst of all, he didn't come clean with the president about the whole thing. Right? He covered it up. And I can tell you honestly, if I knew then what I know now, President Trump could have saved just hundreds of thousands of American lives. And that's all on Tony Fauci.
You know, the order that closed the travel from China was an executive order. I remember at the time, Joe Biden opposed it. Lots of the Democrats said that it was rude, that it was racist. I remember that. Trump issued...
Yeah, use the R word there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They throw that around all the time. He ultimately, during the first year of his presidency, Donald Trump issued 58 executive orders in his first year. Obama issued 41. Joe Biden has already issued 63, and he's only been in office less than 9 months. His latest is this, you know, the national vaccine mandate. That's clearly illegal, as was the moratorium on, you know, evictions. The press considered you guys authoritarians. I'm just curious your thoughts comparing, you know, the true administrations, the way the press treated you guys versus the way the press has treated the Trump administration.
Well, I think that was the problem. Joe Biden was not properly vetted by the corporate media. One person I single out in that corporate media is Jeff Zucker. He's the president of CNN. He caused enormous damage to this republic, and there's blood on his hands and the hands of people like John Berman, who's the anchor on New Day. They just wouldn't do their job. And now we're stuck with a guy in the White House who I believe was fraudulently elected, who by 5 o'clock he can't find the men's room and doesn't remember what his name is. And it's very dangerous. The In Trump Time book, it's kind of a three-act play in a way. It deals early on with all of the vaccine PPE therapeutic stuff related to the pandemic. And when I got that ball rolling for the president in February of 2020, then there's a good bit about the communist Chinese and what they do to us. But the book does end with a discussion of what happened on November 3rd and January 6th. And look, these are the things we all need to get to the bottom of if we're going to move forward. The Democrats right now are destroying our economy. They've thrown open the open border. I'd love to see Fauci down on the border with a Customs and Border Patrol uniform out, handing out masks and jabbing people with his vaccine instead of sticking it to kids in schools.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the height. Look, John, one thing, February 9th, 2020 is an important day in history because that was a day I penned a memo behalf of the president urging the task force to get moving on. It wasn't called Operation Warp Speed at the time. We analogized it to a hockey game where we have multiple shots on goal. And I said in that memo, we could get a vaccine by October or November and a third of the time. Fought Fauci on that, by the way. We were able to do that, but never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that the Biden administration would use that vaccine as a weapon of economic, cultural, and social warfare. I mean, the idea that people who have already had COVID-19, I mean, who have much stronger antibodies than any vaccine could give them, would be forced to take the vaccine or lose their job is one of the worst crimes we've ever committed against Americans in this country. It's terrible. And at a macro level, it's exacerbating significant labor shortages, and it's creating a schism in this country, which I'm concerned about.
You're absolutely right. We're talking with Dr. Peter Navarro, former assistant to President Trump. You mentioned it. You've got the new book out. It's called In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year. It's available on Amazon. To heck with Bob Woodward's new book, by the way. If folks want to find out what really went on in the Trump White House, they need to read this book. You know, one of the things, like you mentioned earlier, the first part of the interview, you're one of only three White House officials by the president's side from the campaign to the end of his first term. You go through a lot of this in the book. I mean, what was it like? That must have been an amazing experience. We've had the pleasure of talking to, you know, Corey Lewandowski and a couple of press secretaries. Sean Spicer's been on the show, but this is it must have been just a fascinating time to serve for 4 years in the seat of, you know, the world's democracy.
Well, Corey Lewandowski is a real warrior, and in the audio, I'm trying to do something innovative in the audio edition of the book, where I'm actually having people who appear in the book actually speak in their own voice. And Corey, in one of the chapters, tells an extended, lengthy tale as he's on Air Force One the night before the election about kind of the buzzsaw that we were looking at in terms of election fraud. He and Boss Dave Bossie both appear, and they're wonderful guys. But I mean, they were kept out of the administration when they should have been inside. What was it like? It was like a shark pit. Just I had to battle as many people inside the White House as I did outside, and that was a real surprise to me because during the campaign on 2016, when I was in the war room at Trump Tower in New York, you know, we were all pulling in the same direction. And then once I get to the White House, there's just a lot of bad apples that worm their way in. And yeah, I talk about them in the book in Trump Time. It's like the guys, because some of the people who really annoyed me were the generals who just wouldn't obey the president or the chain of command. You know, Mattis, McMaster's, John Kelly, and then there's Rex Tillerson at State was another one who was another bad seed. But there's there's no shortage of villains in Trump Time.
You go into rather great detail of the fact that 75 million Americans voted for President Trump, giving him the most votes of any sitting president, and yet you wake up the following morning and somehow he lost the election. I still find that hard to believe, grab my head around that whole situation. There's a whole portion of the book is dedicated on the election as well, right?
When you finish in Trump Time, there will be no doubt in your mind that election was stolen. And the reports I did for the president after November 3rd on election irregularities are now being used as a template to pursue these forensic audits in various states. And we just got some information out of Arizona from the Arizona Senate there that uncovered at a minimum 50,000 illegal so-called ghost voters who voted absentee or mail-in. These ghost voters are how Kennedy stole the election from Nixon. Ghost voters are those who whose names appear on ballots, but they don't really live at the address where those ballots came from. And if you do the math, it's very interesting, John. The election alleged victory margin for Biden was only 11,000 votes in Arizona. So if you just take those 50,000 illegal votes alone and toss them out, Trump wins. Why? Because Biden carried anywhere from 2 to 3 to 1 the absentees. Trump voters voted on the day of, and just that alone would allow Arizona to decertify. And that's what we need to do. We need full forensic audits. There's no way. Look, there's no way that Joe Biden got over 80 million votes. It just didn't happen. You look at how quickly his approval rating has disappeared. I mean, you can't lose that much support unless you didn't have that much support to begin with. And,
right.
And that truth is going to come out as well.
Well, again, Peter, the book is called In Trump Time, A Journal of America's Plague Year. It's available on Amazon. If folks want, they can also follow you on Twitter at Real P. Navarro, and your website is peternavarro.com, correct?
Yeah, and John, I also want to say that there's a new, I call it the Twitter killer. It's Getter, G-E-T-T-R. I encourage everybody out there to look at it and maybe use that instead of Twitter. I'm on that as well. I'm trying to wean myself from Twitter. The problem with Twitter is they do what's called shadow banning and censoring.
Oh, yeah.
Getter is a good alternative, and we gotta develop our own sources of social media to avoid that censorship.
I agree. I was hoping back in the day, that we'd find an alternative. So far, one hasn't come out for Facebook and for Twitter. Hopefully, this will be one. Dr. Navarro, thank you again for joining us this evening. I really appreciate you. Fascinating insights. Looking forward to finishing the book myself. Thank you again, brother.
I'm doing it. I want to give a shout out to Annie out there in Kansas, who I knew back in my college days. She's a great lady, and I always think fondly of Kansas when I think of her.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate you. Carry on the fight, my friend.
All right, brother.
We'll be taking your calls at 8:45. In the meantime, coming up after the break, Watergate attorney John O'Connor will be with us to talk about why John Hinckley Jr., the man who attempted to assassinate former President Ronald Reagan, was just granted unconditional release. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.